The Ohio Valley's economy could see slower growth in 2020 amid continued anxiety over trade and possible downturns in both energy and manufacturing. Becca Schimmel spoke with regional economists about what the new year might bring.
Michael Hicks directs the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University in Indiana, where he forecasts the health of the manufacturing sector. He sees a manufacturing slowdown on the horizon and blames the tariffs levied under President Donald Trump's administration. Hicks predicts the Ohio Valley's economic growth to slow dramatically in 2020.
You will see layoffs, certainly lower hours, less generous bonuses at year end, both this year and next year, less demand for power, which is going to be important, particularly in Kentucky and West Virginia, as manufacturing firms both use less metallurgical coal and less coal for electrical power.
Hicks says Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia economies are heavily dependent on exports, which is why the trade war has and will continue to have a large impact. The USMCA, or the new NAFTA, has passed in the House but is still pending in the Senate. But Hicks says that trade deal doesn't offer much assurance.
It improves the confidence that we're not going to have a trade war with our big partners in Canada and Mexico. But, you know, to just be candidly, we're always one tweet away from a new adversary in the trade war.
Of the three states, Ohio's larger economy is also more diverse and follows national trends more closely. In Kentucky, manufacturing plays a significant role in the state's economy. Jason Bailey is the executive director for the left-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy.
And we've also lost a lot of manufacturing over the last couple of decades across the state in industries like apparel or furniture manufacturing or computer parts manufacturing. That has often been to cheaper locations like China and Latin America.
Bailey says Kentucky still hasn't fully recovered from the last recession, and it's facing a tough year ahead with state budget cuts likely. West Virginia is in a similar boat with even fewer signs of economic recovery. West Virginia University is predicting the state's economy will expand by about 0.2% annually for the next 5 years. That's the lowest rate they've predicted in the past 7 years. Ted Bettner is the executive director of the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy.
You know, since our last economic recession that began in 2007, West Virginia has seen less than a 1% increase in job growth over that time.
Bettner says the downturn in coal has hit hard, of course, but that was somewhat offset by a boost from natural gas and pipeline construction work. But now, one major pipeline project is complete and some others have been halted by legal challenges. Bettner says that focus on natural resource extraction can hamper other kinds of growth.
And also, a lot of other industries, especially ones based in the knowledge-based economy, don't really want to be around extractive industries. They don't want to be around a lot of pollution.
The U.S. is in the longest period of economic recovery in modern history. Hicks says normally that would mean the country would be running a budget surplus and could start paying off debt or taking on big projects.
We would have made some long-term investments in infrastructure, highways, roads, particularly with transfers to local governments that are, you know, facing a lot of aging infrastructures.
Instead, Hicks says the federal budget has a deficit of more than $1 trillion after tax cuts and what he calls unsustainable federal spending. As economists across the region watch for signs of the next recession, they also look to infrastructure investment as an area for potential growth. The Ohio Valley has massive funding needs for its roads and aging water systems. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.